This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Well, we knew it was going to happen at some point. Alec Murdaugh, the appeal has been filed. Now, that sounds like something, doesn't it? Is it something? Will it do much? Well, that's up to the courts at this point. Likely not a lot. Keep in mind, he still has countless other charges going against him, more than 100 other charges, which could easily add up to another 700 years in prison. So what is the point? I think it's more so going down in history. I think this is more of a legacy and ego thing for him now to not go down having been known as the murderer of his wife and son. Understandable. I don't think a lot of people go through life going, you know, I hope my legacy is that I killed my family. But maybe to some people it is. I think to Alec, it's more like, how can I lie about everything and get away with everything? And it doesn't really matter what happens in my wake, because if I keep lying about it, everyone will believe it. I think that's more so his MO. And that's what she ended up getting. But the appeal has been filed. It will now go to the court at some point to be reviewed by a higher court to determine if there were any legal errors made in the original trial. It has not been brought to anyone's attention yet as far as what they may point out as being a legal error. In any trial, you can almost find one, if not a handful here and there, because people are human. Appellate courts, though, review those things and they say, yeah, that was clearly a violation, or no, that's not something that really is worthy of changing your verdict or giving you a second shot at this. They're going to review the record of the original trial, including the transcripts of the proceedings and the exhibits. Go through all that, and they'll hear arguments from the parties involved. No word on when that's going to happen. The court's then going to issue a written decision, which may uphold the lower court's decision, reverse it, or send it back to the lower court for further proceedings. If the decision is reversed or the case is sent back for further proceedings, a new trial may be ordered or the case may be dismissed. The likelihood of those things happening, not super great, although Murdaugh's attorneys have said, even if on a state level they get rejected, they plan on trying to take this thing all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court then would have to make a decision of whether to hear it or not. And in something like this, I don't know. I guess my gut would tell me, good luck. It's likely never going to go anywhere. But, you know, stranger things have happened. But officially, the appeal has been filed by Murdaugh.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
What do you think about that? What do you think about the appeal? Should he just give up? Just stop putting everyone through hell? But narcissists, they don't give up, do they? Now, this has really been a really good lesson in narcissism. Anyone's needs a prime example of it. Just watch this case. Watch how much he lies and watch how much he then expects everyone to believe everything he says when he says it's true, even though everything he said before was not true. But you should believe me. Yes, just need to teach your children about narcissists. Watch the Alec Murdaugh trial. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.